The squad maneuvered the eviscerated SBD into a position where it would stand upright again once its power pack was activated. Zier had loaded the chest cavity with a few thermal dets. The Tinny would march back to his lines, rejoin his brothers, and then blow them to pieces when remotely detonated, which wouldn't solve all Rex's problems, but it would certainly ruin the Sep's day and buy some more time. And, of course, it was a few more scores settled. Ged would have loved to see it. So would Hez. Rex checked his chrono. He could hear the all-too-familiar sounds of droids moving back and forth, and he wondered what they actually did when they milled about like that. It wasn't as if they had the same physical reactions and needs as an organic soldier. He'd spent so much time recently being a hostile next-door neighbor to them, often only meters apart, and yet he felt he knew less about droids now than he did when the war began. Maybe there wasn't that much to know, only how to line up Adisa's reticle on the best and the most destructive point.
Okay, Zier. Let's get into position before we send him back to the bosom of his family.
Where was Skywalker? Come to that, where was Kenobi? In the absence of any command, all Rex could do was fight, and then either escape or put as big a dent in the enemy as he could before someone killed him. Sitting around waiting for Republic Day wasn't an option. The clones settled back into their positions. Korik and Del on a repeating blaster they'd taken off the Seps the hard way, and Atty with his mortar. Rex knelt, sighting up through carefully excavated gaps in the barricade of debris. Zier tinkered with something in the SBD's armpit, and then it came to life. Its blaster arm lifted 45 degrees into the safety position. Rex watched, distracted by seeing the brute mobile, and he only breathed freely again when it crunched its way past the line of the ATTE.
"Say hi to your mother for me,"
Zier muttered and took up his position between Rex and Atty.
"I hope the stupid thing doesn't fall down one of those craters." "Nah, sir, they've got independent processors. I've programmed in his target coordinates, and he'll walk the best route avoiding obstacles before he becomes a martyr to the Republic's cause."
The SBD clunked back to his lines. A couple of battle droids on observation points looked up. Rex could see them in his optics. But they just looked and carried on. He wasn't the enemy. His transponder data said he was still one of them. He marched on through the lines into the heart of the enemy position.
"I'll give him a few more moments," Zier said.
The vulture activity overhead was getting more urgent. Rex found himself, again, playing the droid commander in his head, pinpointing the location of the Republic troublemakers, estimating their strength, and then blowing the poodoo out of them in an airstrike. He couldn't imagine why droids, or whoever tasked them, fought wars this way and didn't use every advantage they had. They were right overhead. Why didn't they attack? Okay, they didn't have line of sight, but it didn't take a genius to pinpoint six men well enough to reduce them to minced nerf.
"Be thankful for morons." "Is he far enough in yet?"
Rex asked.
"I can see him," Zier said. "I want him to move into the staging area. Pity it hasn't got a roof. That'd magnify the damage nicely. We kill what we can. Count us down, trooper."
Zier flourished the remote detonator in his left hand, his Dees held pistol style in his right with the muzzle resting on the barricade.
"Three, two..."
Stang, those vultures were really bothering Rex now. He turned his head slightly to look at Zier's hand. The man's thumb curled down onto the pressure plate.
"One!"